definitely choose roses.
All right. Well, thank you so much for listening, everyone. This was Joe the Human. This is my show for the masses, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Have a wonderful rest of your day.
Hello,
And welcome to Black Stripes or White Keys. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford, Tufts Free Form Radio.
Woo!
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm Kayla.
I'm Trisha.
And this is Black Stripes or White Keys.
Dun dun dun.
We play indie rock bops.
Yeah, and variety sometimes.
Yeah, depends. Sometimes we change it up.
Depends on our inner state.
That's true.
We just play Japanese breakfast.
Because she's cool.
And
you
I
should
like
read
breakfast.
Her book.
I should read her book.
Have you read the book?
I haven't read the book.
Oh, man, you should read the book. Read it's so book. Good.
Sounds like a good book. You told me about the book. I was like, wow, that's so much stuff I didn't know
Yeah,
already.
Crying in H Mart is Michelle Zauner, who's, you know, the singer in Japanese Breakfast. It's a memoir. It's very good.
Yeah. I like memoirs.
Memoirs are good. They read like novels, you know, they read like yeah. stories. So.
Everyone is just walking around out there with their own individual story.
It's true. It makes you feel like your life is a movie.
Do you think you would write a memoir?
If I did something cool, maybe.
There's
usually people like write memoirs if they've done real cool stuff or like they've had a trying experience in their life.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think a lot of people write memoirs about having traumatic childhoods and stuff as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, true.
Like, you don't even just have to write about, like, doing something. You can just be like, my life was abnormal.
Yeah, typically.
Yeah.
Although, I feel like there's got to be someone out there that was pretty, like, white bread that, like, wrote a...
Yeah, no, definitely. I feel memoir. Like people write memoirs that are just bad, but, like, they don't get any notoriety because they're just boring.
They're boring.
Yeah, so... It's okay. If you have a boring life and you want to write a memoir, go ahead. No one's stopping you.
It's your challenge to make your boring life seem cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like you can make anything seem interesting if you write it well enough.
That's true.
Yeah.
I think you're right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We could write memoirs right now if we had the writing skills of someone who was good at writing.
I feel like we could make it happen between the two of us.
Yeah, we could write a joint memoir.
Yeah. We could write a Black Stripes or White Keys memoir.
Yeah.
Although it'd be a little thin considering we didn't do the show for a year because of the pandemic.
Yeah, you're right.
And then, oh man, this is our last semester at Tufts, so Black Stripes or White Keys.
We probably have less shows left than you can fit on two hands when you're counting.
I'm going to look this up.
Well, it is...
I need a calendar real quick. So, 17th... No, and then spring break. I don't think we're going to be here. That's next week. Not next week, the week after. So, next week we'll be here. We won't be here the week after that. Then there's 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I think we only have, like, 7 shows left. Yeah.
Whoa.
Because when his finals end, like the 8th or something, the 9th or whatever.
I don't know. But yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah, I think we only have 7 shows left.
Yeah.
That's 1 show a day if it were a week.
Thank you for the math.
That's obviously my specialty.
I love when you put things into perspective for us like that.
Oh, I appreciate it. Thank you. Well, let's not get too sad. We're going to celebrate these last 7 shows of Black Stripes or White Keys. And our next song is by Pale Saints. It is something with a star.
1,000 stars burst open.
1,000 stars burst open.
Also, we've been talking quietly this whole time because we had that on. The other. Haha, we're loud now.
I can hear us.
I think we get louder when it... Hello.
Do we get louder?
We do get louder.
I'm sorry
anyway,
if we're louder
this
now.
Is... Here we are.
Yep, mm-hmm. This is requested by Daniel, who is my partner in crime.
Kayla's lover.
Yes. So, here it is.
Oh, I started over. Thank you.
Ocean blue, what have I done to you? Cut so deep, yet growing through and through. But we fell like rain. Got
We're back.
Yeah.
We played a lot of songs.
We did play a lot of songs?
Yeah. The last one was for my dad, because if you listen to our show and you hear the Foo Fighters or Led Zeppelin, it's probably because my dad requested it. Just so you know. He's a fan. Dave Grohl, though, he knows how to write a hit.
Yeah, that's a hit. The Pretender by Foo Fighters.
It is a big hit. I would also say that I think people like underrate that album of the Foo Fighters albums out there. I think that one's pretty good, but like it has a lot of range, like different kinds of songs on it.
Is this your dad's favorite album?
Of all time, I don't
of
think
the
so.
Foo Fighters.
I don't know if it is. I don't know what his
like
favorite Foo Fighters
recommends
album is.
These ones.
That's true. Album. He does recommend this. I honestly think it's one of their pretty good ones, but I think the reviews say that it's not one of their best ones. But that's fine because everyone is allowed to have an opinion.
Yeah, reviews are opinions.
They are opinions. Sometimes opinions can be stupid, but they're still opinions.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, we're going to do a PSA for you today.
So, when visiting a national forest, seeing a black bear can be a thrill. But if the bear rips through your tent for a granola bar, a carefree camping trip can turn deadly. You can do your part to reduce black bear encounters by storing trash, food, and scented products, such as toothpaste, in a bear-proof container, your car's trunk, or high in a tree. Learn more online at fs.usda.gov/nfsnc. This message is a public service of the U.S. Forest Service and this radio station, WMFO. We care about bears and you.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you ever seen Grizzly Man?
Grizzly Man?
Or yeah, what's that movie? Grizzly Man, right? I think that's what it's called.
Sounds like a movie. I haven't seen it though.
It's a Werner Herzog documentary about a guy who goes to live with the grizzly bears and it does not work out for him.
Aww.
It's kind of sad though. It was a really good documentary.
I thought you were gonna say and he learns to live with them and he learns life lessons from them and they're best friends.
No, he doesn't. He gets mauled.
Oh my god, that's so sad.
It is really sad, but it's also like he really loved the bears. Like, it talks about his life a bit and I guess how he didn't really like fit in or something and like how the nature and the bears were like something comforting to him and all that, and he lived in Alaska with the bears for a long time before they like, you know, killed him.
Yeah.
Which is really sad. Also, I would recommend watching that documentary specifically to hear Werner Herzog's voiceovers about nature in his German accent. It's very entertaining.
Is it, like, calming at all?
A little, yeah.
Because I like those calming nature documentaries.
This isn't a calming movie, though.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Someone gets mauled by a bear.
Yeah.
I don't see that
I would just
calming.
Say there's, like, parts where you're like, and here is the bear.
I only want to watch happy stuff this week.
Yeah, after watching that movie you told me about, that sounds pretty intense. What was it again?
Threads.
Don't
watch that.
Yeah, I mean, unless you want to be scared.
Yeah, and but. Sad. No, yeah, I haven't watched anything particularly interesting lately.
I watched this the pilot of The Sopranos the other day because I really feel like I need to watch that show.
Oh, you know, Sebastian showed me like the first couple episodes of The Sopranos.
Yeah, everyone loves that show, and I've only seen one episode before, and it was a season 2 finale for a class. So I'm gonna start watching the show from the beginning because I feel like I should get on the bandwagon.
That bandwagon's been, like, long gone.
I know, but people still watch it. Everyone loves that show. And I feel like, you know, you gotta know the classics.
It is really funny, you know. I thought it was good, kind of.
How many episodes did you watch?
Well, I mean, I didn't get to the really dark stuff yet.
It wasn't.
I mean, I know that it gets worse.
Yeah.
So
it's
how far did you get?
I only watched. I feel like you should start watching more episodes and then we'll be on, like, the same part of the show at the same time.
That's good. That would be cool, except for the fact that I'm already behind on some television that I need to catch up first, because I don't know what happened at the end of Love is Blind still, because we only watched half of it, and now I gotta know what happens.
Oh, you know what that reminds me of? Have you ever watched that reality show, The Circle?
Yeah.
Yeah, I watched that. Did they make a new season yet? Or is it still
only two seasons? I don't know. I only saw, like, one episode of it.
Oh. It's kind of, like, addicting, even though it's stupid.
I really hated it, actually.
Really?
Yeah, and it's
a it's such a mean concept.
Well, I don't know. I just didn't find it as entertaining as some other reality shows. Like, I love reality television, but that one, I don't know. For some reason, I just couldn't get into it.
It's funny because I watched the second season before I watched the first season, and I liked the second season better.
Maybe, because
they,
yeah,
like, changed it a little bit.
Maybe I should watch the second season, because maybe it just gets better. And
Yeah, I like the second season better. I don't know. It just, the rules were slightly different, maybe because they switched it up between the first and second season. Like, mm-hmm. It's still basically the same premise, but yeah.
But anyway. We got distracted.
We did.
We play music.
We do. And we'll do a conspiracy in our next break.
Yeah, we'll be talking later. Soccer Mommy?
Yeah. What's this one?
Circle the Drain.
Circle Drain.
Circle it.
Yeah.
Circle it.
I'm not afraid to die.
Hello.
Hi.
What's up?
Everything. Also thing.
Yeah.
Hi, Medford.
Somerville, Greater Boston.
Yes.
You know what time it is. You know, on Black Stripes or White Keys, it's time for Conspiracy Crackdown. Oh, wait, this is so soft.
Up so much this time because I came in late and then we had it soft. Anyway, we do this every week. Usually we're more synchronized because I'm paying more attention, but I was trying to actually look up stuff about our conspiracy. That's why I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah. And you're just being prepared.
The conspiracy that we're going to do today is, you know, not even so much of a conspiracy as just a possible thing.
That actually might happen.
It's like a scientific possibility is that we are actually living in a black hole.
That's wild.
That's Earth. That Earth is in a black hole.
But wouldn't a black hole, like, don't they destroy things that go into them?
This is what I said. So before this conversation, we started talking. We had a conversation where I was like, Kayla, I don't know if we can do this conspiracy because we don't know anything about, like, physics and astronomy. And Kayla was like, no, we should do it.
Well, that's because I just really want to know what it is, other than, like, what does the article say?
Well, there's a lot of different articles. I think National Geographic is a pretty reputable source.
Yeah, so they wouldn't just be like, oh, actually, I don't know if they're reputable.
Wait, what?
Wait, okay, so I forgot what channel it was. I don't think it was National Geographic, but, like, it was some TV channel, right? Like, one of the ones that has, like, stuff like this, like what National Geographic would have. And they did this whole show in the 2000s on mermaids and how mermaids are real.
Wait, why do I remember this?
Do you remember
what I remember this yeah. happening.
Remember
yeah.
that? I need to look this up. But that was please crazy. Explain the
Okay, I can't get into the National Geographic article because I don't subscribe to National Geographic, so we're going to have to look at a different one. Space.com. Wait, that's not what we're looking at. Where's the original one? I found this off of an article about conspiracy theories, and then... Okay, what about this? So, Earth may already be inside a black hole, scientist says. A physicist, not named here, has claimed that Earth and the entire universe could already be inside a black hole. This is from some sort of ibtimes.com.
Okay.
Many.
The Mermaid Show was on Animal Planet and Discovery Channel. Not National Geographic, but they're, like, pretty, like, similar vibes.
Animal Planet? Are they suggesting that mermaids are animals?
No, they made this whole, like, documentary thing on the show. It was, like, a two-part episode of, like, how mermaids are real.
Why Animal Planet, though?
I don't know, but it's, like... But I honestly thought it was like they were really saying mermaids were real, but now it says that it was a mockumentary. But I'm pretty sure that they, like, painted it as if it was, like, real, you know what yeah. I mean? It wasn't self-aware or anything like that that would make it seem like they weren't telling the truth, but they were just trying to, you know what I mean?
Yeah. This is irresponsible because, you know, people will believe anything. I don't know,
but no, like, I was also, like, 8, so I totally believed it. And then I was like, and then everyone was like, excuse me, this is not real.
Yeah, if I was watching Animal Planet and I saw a mockumentary, I wouldn't know it was a mockumentary. If I'm 8, I'm going to think that, oh my God, they're mermaids. Well, okay, actually, maybe not. I mean, 8-year-olds are definitely
smarter. Oh my God, there's this Slate article from 2015, 16... about the politics of fake documentaries, mermaids, the body found, and its ill, and the damage, the long-term damage it's done. That's so funny. I just remember this being a huge thing. And then apparently, like, this other article from 2013 said that the show, like, drowns their ratings. Like, the network's ratings, because everyone thought they were, like, telling the truth, but it was totally fake.
Oh. I think it would be cool if mermaids were real. It would make fishing more interesting. By the way, about the black holes, and the black hole theory of, like, you know, the universe is inside a black hole. According to supporters of this theory, the Big Bang was a black hole that opened in a different universe. The cosmic material absorbed by the black hole became the building blocks of the universe. Wait, that's just the Big Bang. That's just the theory of the Big Bang. Okay, wait. I don't understand this at all. Okay. So the theory of the black hole thing is that the possibility that the universe where Earth is in was formed inside the Big Bang black hole.
So, like, basically the Big Bang, the universe is a black hole. Is that what they're trying to say?
It's saying that the Big Bang black hole is still active and we're in it.
So the Big Bang made a humongous black hole and then we're just inside of it.
Well, I think the Big Bang was a black hole and it still exists. This is why I didn't want...
It's okay, you know, things we can talk about the fake space. Mermaid documentary.
Okay, yeah, tell me about mermaids.
So I remember watching this with my friends and I was like, oh my god, mermaids, what? This is like an argument. They like argued that, like, back in the day when, like, humans were, like, you know, hominids and all that, and we were, like, evolution. And at some point, like, some of the ancestors stayed on the land and some of them went in the water. And then they, like, had this, like, found footage thing and they had, like, interviews with people. And they had, like, this guy who, like, was disguised and had the weird voice who was, like, in the government saying, like, yeah, they covered this up and all that. And then I just found this article that... Apparently, like, the program says that it's science fiction, but it's only in the credits and it's really small, so that's why people thought it was real. And also because, like, Animal Planet has shows about nature that are real.
Right.
So, like, and this is their most watched program ever, is something that's fake. And people that's thought really it funny. Was real.
Yeah, I feel like if you put a fake thing in a context where you're expecting mostly real things, you're gonna think it's real.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I mean, I'm guessing that the older demographic was, of like, real adults and stuff were like, okay, this maybe is not real. But I'm guessing, yeah, like, children watching the program might
like
be
myself.
Like, yeah, like,
I just remember that. I remember that vividly.
Wow.
Yeah, that show. It was a cultural moment.
Did you think it was cool?
I thought it was weird because the mermaids were scary.
Oh.
And when they made the reenactments of what they thought the mermaids looked like, because there was this one video of some mermaid popping out on a beach, like, really, like, fuzzy and all that. And so then they made, like, these animations of what they thought, like, the mermaids would look like and stuff.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh. And they were pretty scary.
Yeah, they're pretty... I mean, I feel like a lot of renditions of mermaids in pop culture are scary. Like, you know the ones in the Harry Potter movie?
Yeah, yeah. Those are scary. Like, just sirens in general. Yeah. No, but they're supposed to be, like, lure you in because they're cool and pretty, and then they're like...
Right.
No, these mermaids were just straight up, like, scary looking. From the start.
From the start. Like, they don't even... like, make you want to get closer.
No, they don't want to be known. They were made... These mermaids are like, we're fine without anyone knowing we exist. But they don't exist, so...
They don't exist. Wow.
But apparently, do you know that, like, back in the day, people, like, used to say... call manatees mermaids? Like, they thought that the manatees were the mermaids from, like, myths and stuff.
Manatees look nothing like women.
I don't know, maybe just because they're cool.
Manatees look better than women. They're so cute.
Manatees are really cute.
They're adorable.
Yes.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's it for us today. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Reform Radio.
Yay.
And we'll see you next week.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Fox stripes for white keys.
Yeah. Bye. Bye.